Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Brent Bolte, interim head coach of the BSU Beavers. Can never be said enough. Congratulations on a great year last year, and championships are always hard to get.
Very true. It was quite a ride last year, and we're hoping we can ride off that this year.
Looking back at last year, how much was that, for lack of a better word, validation that the program is still doing the right things?
It was. It was a tough period beforehand because we thought we had some kids. We had some unfortunate injuries, put us behind the eight ball, played some young kids. And so it was nice to see the start of the season. You kind of, the woulda, shoulda, coulda, we kind of felt we let two or three slip away, maybe even more than that. So it was nice for the kids to be able to rally back and get it done.
Quarterbacks get too much credit when you win, too much blame when you lose, but there's no doubt that Jordan played better last year as the year progressed. At what point did the coaching staff see that things were going to be all right?
I think actually probably in the second game, we saw a lot of good things and his progressions were getting there. The third game, we were right there again, just couldn't get over the hump, and then obviously exploded against Concordia St. Paul, and that was where his confidence just exploded and he never looked back after that point.
A youngster on the edge in this league gets picked on. Gunner maybe did a little early on, but how do you like how he responded after that Southwest game where a young kid could put too much blame on himself?
He took a lot of that blame himself. He was a torn-up kid after that game and responded like a competitor would and looked at it that he had a chance to make a difference in every game and was able to do it and really backed his words up by actions to the guys.
Your players have made it very clear that they think they're much further ahead this year just because everybody stayed here this summer. From day one of fall camp, have you guys been ahead of the eight ball?
Oh, without a doubt. I think we really came into camp. It felt like we were 2 weeks early. It was, you know, everybody kept asking when we're going to start prepping for Upper Iowa. I'm like, hey, boys, we're only in the fourth day here. So slowly roll down a little bit. But, yeah, certainly with having 60, 70 guys out here all summer, it makes quite the difference.
More with Brent Bolte when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show, part two with Brent Bolte. On to this year. It's the biggest concern for a coach and a team in game one of the season.
Execution errors, just making sure that we don't turn the ball over. Penalties, special teams, I think that was an area of concern last year. I think we're way further along. Coach Allrich has done a nice job. He's in charge running that side. So right now is just handle the moment and execute the game plan.
There is no game film to watch from last week. How do you plan? How do you make adjustments on the fly?
I mean, that's the hardest part in coaching is that you got to be able to adapt because they're certainly going to have new plays, new players, new this, new that. So we are pretty used to being able to do that. I think it's one of the strengths of Coach Bagnell. I've been doing it a long time. I feel that's one of the strengths of the defensive staff. So we'll let it roll. We kind of got our game plan and got a few new wrinkles on both sides of the ball, but that's just kind of coaching. You just roll with it and see what happens.
With experience typically comes expectations. Are you guys ready for that?
Be different. We haven't had that around here. The bar is set pretty high, and the guys have set the bar extremely high for themselves and had held each other to a pretty high standard with workouts and off-season items and things. So, yeah, they'll see how they react, and you know, hopefully we can come out, and if we have some adversity and we lose, you know, we got to figure all that stuff out. But this team has – there's a little bit of it factor with the guys. There's quality leaders, not just the seniors all the way through, so it's pretty fun to see, and I think they'll handle the limelight with everything.
It's the nature of the game. Injuries happen. How's your depth right now?
About as good as we have been. We came through pretty clean through camp. We had just your typical nicks and bruises, but for the most part, we have everybody that we expected going into the preseason.
Any matchups that concern you tonight?
I would say just see how we line up and handle their skill and offense. They're pretty talented. That is one of our deep spots too. We got to win the battle. They did a really nice job defensively last year. They had good numbers, and Coach Hoskins, another Iowa boy, I've known his dad, actually coached with his dad. He's the D coordinator down there, so it'd be a fun matchup. He was up at Duluth. He knows us extremely well, and he was at Northern State, so that'd be interesting to see what they try to do. So that's kind of the interesting matchup there.
You had a lot of guys on this team that were in Fayette 2 years ago in a crazy game. You guys had 500 yards offense and lost. Has that game 2 years ago been brought up by anybody, either the coaching staff or the players yet?
Oh, yeah, it's been reminded of the guys. But, you know, that game sticks out because I'm from Northeast Iowa and had my entire family there. So It was a windstorm. The hail, you remember that whole deal, it was dead calm and rain and 50 mile an hour winds. We were trying to go down and score. So it just seemed like we had something stacked up against us, but that is definitely in the back of our minds that we felt like we let one slip away down there, and hopefully we can get some, if you call it revenge, however you want to look at it, get after them a little bit.
Logistically speaking, tonight, you're used to being up in the press box. Craig Bagnell's used to being up in the press box. How are things going to change?
I wouldn't say it's going to change a whole heck of a lot. I guess I got to be a little bit more quiet, Schulze, and stay off the officials because I haven't usually been down there. But for the most part, it's not going to change. Craig's going to do a good job with the offense. He's been down there all spring. I call our defense when we do scrimmages from the sideline. So we switch a couple guys around even in the spring. So it's not going to be a big change.
As a head coach, though, you need to be concerned with offense. Once they come off the field and your defense is on the field, how are you going to divide that time?
Well, you know, you put your trust in your staff, Craig and the offense staff. Craig is a phenomenal coach, so he's going to be riding it out, and he's going to be the guy making the adjustments. And there really is no, from my standpoint, no second guessing what the guy's doing. So, and we communicated last year, like, hey, we're getting tired. Hey, we got to do this. But we've been doing that for a year now and through the spring. So we've gone through those scenarios. We've talked about it. So, hey, score some points, baby. Let's go.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
That's Brent Bolte, interim head coach of the BSU Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.